This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, tractors without drivers will be mainstream in 10 years. That's according to Autonomous Solutions, Inc. Ag Division Business Development Manager Kevin Cobb. ASI technology will be used in two pilot programs in California to collect more data and feedback from farm operators. Kevin says the company has partnered with a vineyard and a vegetable farm because there are two types of businesses that could greatly benefit from autonomous technology.
ASI is one of the oldest, probably best known and credible, I'd say, companies doing vehicle automation and robotics. Been around for about 18 years, and we're based in Minden, Utah, and employ about 125 people or so. Most of those are engineers. And we have different divisions or markets that we sell into. There's a automotive endurance testing division that build these kits or these systems that are retrofitted onto new cars. We work with different manufacturers like Ford and Toyota and others putting these systems on, and then they go in and they run them on their test track for 24-hour, you know, 7 days a week durability testing. There's also a mining division. A lot of these large mining operations are going autonomous. They have been for years. We also have security robots for, you know, the modern days now. You can see these little security robots roaming around parking lots and in the warehouses and things, just checking on things, recording the camera, the video. There's a cleaning machines department or division where these big buffers that people ride on are being automated now. It's kind of cool to see those running around. There's projects for the military. There has been over the years. Mel Torre, the founder of ASI, has done a lot of cool stuff with the military and the government. There's some fairly strict security measures when you go to the ASI facility there in Utah. It's kind of like a military compound because of the different stuff that they work on in there. So, and then there's, of course, agriculture, which is a division I work in. Agriculture is the oldest market that ASI has been in for about 20 years. Mel was approached by John Deere about 20 years ago to develop the autonomous tractor back then. And things have evolved over the years, and now we work with CNH, with Case New Holland. So that's a little bit about ASI.
Yes, yeah, so you're definitely involved in a lot of different areas, and this autonomous technology is just really exciting. I'm interested in learning more. So you mentioned you're working in the Ag Division with Case IH and New Holland, and there are a couple of pilot programs that are starting up, and I think farmers are just going to think this is really cool. So, Kevin, talk to us about those programs.
Yeah, the two programs, these pilot programs, are with there's one with Gallo Vineyards, and they're running the New Holland T4 tractors. There's another one with Bolthouse Farms, which is a division of Campbell Fresh Soups down in further south in California, and they're running the Case IH quad track machine. So these are very exciting projects with, obviously, you know, large corporate farming operations. So we're learning. We're learning about the practicality of some of this. We're learning about what the actual cost and the savings are going to be. We're learning about the technology and what the strengths and weaknesses are, and looking at this from all angles. And so we all learn. The people involved in this are in a learning process as we go on these projects. So, it's very exciting to be involved in something like this.
So I was reading those two operations. One's a vineyard and one is more focused on the vegetable crop side of things. So I'm thinking the equipment being used at those places may vary a little bit than the row crop, you know, farming we're doing here in Illinois. Talk to us about the equipment that's a part of these trials.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the reasons why these two pilot programs emerged, is that the quad tracks are some of the largest articulated tractors being used in at Bolthouse. And then the T4 New Holland are some of the smallest. So the applications that we're running in are the orchards and vineyard tractors, and are kind of the other end of the spectrum with the quad tracks, are probably not your typical row crop machine, like you say. But this gives us a sample of what it's going to take technology-wise to fully automate these tractors. You know, auto steering's been around for a long time now, almost 20 years actually, from the beginning of that. And we'll see this technology being adopted kind of similar to auto steering. However, the applications and what we're actually doing is going to play a much bigger factor, because with auto steering, you still have a guy in the cab of the tractor to operate other things, but with fully driverless, you know, you've got to operate the application in addition to driving the vehicle itself. So there's, you know, once you get into it, there's a lot more to it. But yeah, so there's a kind of a wide spectrum of things we're doing in these two projects.
So these operations, I guess there's a lot of labor involved in orchards and vineyards, and you need people out there picking these crops. So, I mean, are there conversations being had that this technology could really help out those businesses if these would become fully automated machines that could help them with some of that labor?
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably the main reason where whether arbitrarily on purpose, but we've ended up in California on both of these projects, is the cost of manpower is going up. It's a real threat to the businesses out there. The availability of manpower and the cost of it. So, you know, these businesses are looking down the road, and the sooner they can adopt more and more automation to kind of protect their business, if there's a point where they just can't afford to pay people, or they're unavailable. So, and that's not restricted to California. That's actually a global problem. You know, we talk to people in Europe and Australia and all over through the Midwest, and manpower is a kind of a common problem, but especially in California where these operations are. So,
well, it's really going to be interesting, all the data that's gained from these pilot programs, and excited to have the chance to talk with you about those. I guess thinking of farmers in Illinois, where I'm at, and where they're listening to this, what equipment is currently available with this ASI technology? I mean, some of it they may not use, but other tractors probably have it that they could use on their operation. So, Kevin, can you talk to us about what's currently available?
Well, today we're not actually selling anything. We're in a phase of developing the core technology. You know, there's different aspects to it. There's the sensing and perception of, you know, the obstacle avoidance and the artificial intelligence part of it to make sure their path planning is going in the right direction and these kind of things. But so we're in a development phase. You know, as of today, you can't buy any of this from, you know, Case New Holland or ASI, but we are preparing for what we believe the adoption curve for this will be steep, will be quicker than the auto steering was over the years, that the desire, the kind of a pent-up demand almost for this is very high. So we're in a bit of a race to expedite the developments to make the technology available. We just don't want to do it prematurely. So we think, you know, within the next 2 years or so, this will start to be readily available. In the meantime, you'll see, you know, systems being tested out there and more of these pilot-type programs. We just, you know, want to be safe about this and take the right steps. So it's as of today, it's not available.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, when you think about large equipment being run by technology and not a person, I think some research needs to be done. So I think those listening would be thankful to hear that this is in a trial stage and you're working things out. Kevin, I guess looking ahead into the future, and you may not be able to answer this question, do you have a number of years that you think we'll start seeing tractors without people in them? I mean, that this is going to become a reality for the ag industry?
Yeah, depending on the operations and the application, and that's part of what we're learning. You know, like I said a minute ago, you'll see machines in the field within the next 2 years. But how quickly this goes to what you might call mainstream, you know, is probably more, you know, 7+ years out before it's widely adopted. So, but it's kind of obvious, you know, for some of us anyway that have been around the technology for many years now, is that this is coming, and it's coming, you know, relatively fast. So we just want to make sure it's safe. So there'll be an adoption curve that you'll start to see the early adopters over the next couple of years increasingly going, you know, moving from these pilot-type test programs into actual people that are operating their machines autonomously in some applications. Orchards and vineyards seem to be, you know, have a high level of attraction for this, and then it'll evolve. So between 2 to 7 years, you'll probably see quite a change in the adoption of these, and it'll become mainstream within 10 years, I think.
Well, that is so exciting, and it's so awesome that this technology is developing and some major changes for agriculture and how much the industry has developed throughout the years. So, Kevin, thanks for the chance to talk with you today. If folks listening would like to look up some more information about ASI or the pilot programs, do you have a website or any place they could visit for more info?
We do. It's asirobots.com.
Kevin Cobb, Ag Division Business Development Manager for Autonomous Solutions, Inc. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.